From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Just see who's putting together a group to buy the Rockets. Dikembe Mutombo.
You want to put odds on that?
Less than 5%, but how awesome would it be just to hear the interviews?
Are these all to the hospital?
Yeah.
How close is the Republic of Congo to Nigeria? If somehow Dikembe could link up with one of those Nigerian email scammers,
I think that would work.
He could get enough money to buy the Rockets. The White Sox traded their closer and their eighth inning guy to the Yankees. And these two guys will now presumably be the sixth and seventh inning guys in New York. We're going to ask for our starters to get five innings. But the problem is for the Astros, they don't have a lot of guys in the bullpen now that I feel good about.
And obviously, when you get Keuchel back, do you keep Peacock in a rotation where he's been very effective for you? Got Peacock, Davinsky, and then, you know, Gregerson, and then Giles. You're better off back there. Is that the direction you go?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And that was edited. I'm not sure that's the direction to go. I was just raising the question of Peacock's pitch really well.
That's the direction.
I was not. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all that good stuff available at podcastarena.com. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So if you call, text, tweet, send a raven, put odds on it. That simple. We did not get to this last segment because we went over on the segment before. We've kind of been a little bit over on every segment today for some reason.
My fault, John?
No, we got started with the Mutombo thing. And I just think I think it's kind of a team effort here. I mean, it's already 6:06. And so, I mean, we went a little long here. But we do have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Here's the... I'm just getting a message from Beth, who apparently is stuck in traffic.
I wonder if Beth left these underpants here.
No, I think we've heard there were heels.
Those are heels?
Yes.
Is that... Who said that?
Michael said that while he was here because he would. Granato told him that.
Oh.
Why would he leave those here? Disgusting. Mm.
You think they're used?
I'm sure they are.
You going to take a sniff?
No, I'm not touching them.
I'm not getting anywhere near them, man. No telling what disease you pick up if you touch those things. All right. Let's do the gym of the day. AJ, let's say you want to smuggle some iPhones.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. You probably.
I'd use my ass.
Would you?
For sure.
What if you were going to smuggle a whole bunch of iPhones?
I'd use my ass.
How about 102?
I'd use my ass and both my pockets on my pants.
Yeah.
Mostly ass, but a couple in my pockets.
Well, this lady tried to sneak 102 iPhones from Hong Kong into mainland China.
What'd she use?
She taped them to her body.
Weak.
Yeah, very weak.
You're going to get
caught
with
that. Guess what happened?
She got caught.
Yeah, shocker.
If she would have shoved about 40 of those iPods in her vagina, wouldn't have got caught.
I still think she still had 62.
Wait, iPods or iPhones?
Is it iPods or iPhones?
iPhones.
Mm. Yeah, you can't stick that up your ass.
Is it the iPhone?
It's China, so I'm going to go with it's probably like 4S.
Is it the plus, like with the big screen?
Although they're the ones manufacturing the damn things.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then maybe it is a 7. All right. Well.
Yeah, you can't. That's not going up my ass.
Not yours.
But basically.
But you're small and Asian. You guys are known for being tight.
Well, and that's the thing. How the hell are you going to smuggle 102 phones?
You can't.
That's what this woman screwed up. And apparently.
You think she tried too many?
Well, yeah.
You would have suggested human trafficking at that point?
Well, I don't know. But basically, the devices are much cheaper in Hong Kong than they are in China, which makes sense. So you go buy a whole bunch, and you're going to bring them in for business, right?
Right.
Well, I think you might want to try shipping them somehow or doing something other than getting on an airplane. She was wearing a cardigan.
FedEx there?
I don't know. They may have, like, I don't know. I don't think they have FedEx. But whatever, this was not the way to do it.
No.
Apparently, she was wearing a cardigan over her blouse, and it was extremely hot. So basically the equivalent of wearing a sweater outside in Houston today.
Yeah, you're suspicious.
Yeah. She had an awkwardly bulky look to her upper body, despite arms and legs that were relatively slim.
That's how drug dealers get caught.
Yeah. And sure enough, a search revealed the woman had strapped the phones to her body underneath her clothes. This is like the weakest attempt ever. And they wound up giving the woman an extra 40-plus pounds of weight, which is what happens when you strap 140 iPhones to your body. So, yeah, she was caught and jailed. So,
all right.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
The other one I've had for a couple days, and it just keeps getting pushed down the list. But a woman went to an art exhibit, $200,000 art exhibit, right?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and she decided she was going to take a selfie with the exhibit.
When you're around fancy art, it's frowned on to take pictures of it.
Well, it's also frowned on to get close enough to it to lose your balance and knock the thing over. causing at least 10, there was 10 pedestals with art on them were knocked over because she fell down trying to do a selfie. $200,000 worth of damage.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah. But first, let me take a selfie.
Exactly. But, oh, well, that was the other one. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Harry's Razors.
You know I'm using Harry's now, right?
I did know that.
Yeah.
So you get your razors like right when you need them, right?
I get them when I need them, yeah.
Yeah.
Like before, like right when I'm down to my last blade, I'm like, oh, I hope this blade doesn't, I hope it lasts me a while. But then I go to the mailbox. This is a made up part of the story because right. I don't ever
no, your,
go to the
your wife probably goes to the mailbox wife goes and brings mailbox. It in. And there's a little box from Harry's.
There's a box from Harry's, and it's got new blades in it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It works out great because it shows right up. If you need anything, you can just get it online, and they're going to have it shipped right to your house. And I actually do check my mail, and I go in and get them, which I just got a new shipment of blades yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it's great, man. I don't ever have to worry about going to the store. I don't worry about if I don't have to use that razor too long, which is something I used to do all the time. And then I'd chop my face up and look even more disgusting than I already look. And that doesn't happen anymore. I got convenience. I'm saving a bunch of money. And I'm telling you, I love the shave I get from Harry's. And Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And we partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. All you have to do is head over to harrys.com/blitz, and you can get it right now. Get started with Harry's today. Free trial offer. That's right. I said free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back, and supply your own Beth being out of breath.
you know, she's all worked up.
Yeah. Can I do this really, really sexy? No.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Now did you shave your legs?
I don't know. I'm wearing jeans. Okay. No, but I didn't today.
No, that's all right.
I did sometime last week. Does that count?
You really got a separate
close
game.
Enough? No, I actually, what I did, I wanted to post on social media, hey, AJ, I'm shaving for you, but I just thought that might be a little inappropriate.
That's so inappropriate.
Yeah, but.
I never post myself shaving
yeah.
and tag you in it.
No, that would be cool.
Inappropriate.
Okay, but I was stuck in traffic and I was talking on the phone, but I did hear you talking something about if Fred was in the shower and then if you were in the shower. So what did I miss?
We were talking about...
I like that image, by the way.
If we were in prison...
I like the idea of like a whole room full of naked men showering.
No, if we were in prison and Fred was masturbating in the shower, none of the bull inmates would look at Fred and be like, oh, I'm going to take that right now. But me being younger and more handsome...
Oh, and so cute and feminine?
Right. And I've got a lot of feminine qualities.
Yeah.
So... me masturbating in the shower would probably arouse those bull inmates and they would commit sodomy on me.
Oh. Yeah.
This is just a different approach to the age-old argument of who would get raped more in prison that we have been having on this show and since it started.
It's clearly me.
I like that. So, Fred, were you insulted by this? I'm confused.
I don't care one way or the other. For one thing, I'm not going to go to prison, and if I do go to prison, I will avoid the shower.
You're not going to shower?
I'm not going to drop the soap.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is why I love Wednesdays.
So though,
what a great way to be here.
The debate, we're not solving it because those are not your underpants. I thought maybe they were.
No. And when I heard that, I actually thought you meant like my personal underwear.
No, I thought maybe you had brought some underwear up here on your weekend
for
show.
For a woman, those would be granny panties.
Kind of. If I saw a woman wearing those,
I would figure she had a penis.
That would be awkward. Yeah. Unless she was, like, maybe if she was riding a bicycle and then...
The padding's usually in the butt, not usually extra room in front for stuff.
And
that would be like her boob would have to fall all the way down and fill it out or something.
Which makes her a grandma.
Yeah, that's not good.
So.
Oh. Wait, I'm a grandma?
Well,
wait a minute, mine still stay up?
I'm talking about like those.
They don't? Oh my gosh.
No, I was talking more about those.
Oh, I'm going to go home and have dreams now.
You
oh,
have fancy bras, though, from Europe.
No, but mine stay up anyway. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Knock on wood, she says.
Exactly. Knock on wood. For a little while. I think maybe I've got at least another few weeks or so. You know, I'm hoping. But the best, I have one friend and she's got them, like they definitely just hang and stuff. And she was like, you know, my partner doesn't really care. He just follows them. It doesn't matter where they end up.
She doesn't care?
No, he doesn't
care. He doesn't care. Yeah. She doesn't care.
Yeah, I was that's good. And then you can flip them around and stuff too. It's kind of, you know, you can have some fun with them.
I don't like that.
Well, you've got several years, hopefully, until your wife gets there. So by that time, maybe you'll just be just loving them and you'll be ready for a new shape.
I'll trade her in for a newer, younger model.
No, we're not even going there. I'd smack your face if, yeah.
I won't care.
Yeah, no, you'll have a hot young newer model.
I'll have probably a 19-year-old chick.
That's disgusting.
Why?
No.
Beth is calling something disgusting.
Yeah, now it's disgusting.
Wait a minute. Wow. Because.
Do not point at my daughter.
Well, that's
at all.
What I'm saying. There's a child in the room. I'm like, no, I don't want to think of you with a teenager. So at least say 25.
She's, how old are you? She's 15.
Right, that's why I'm saying.
She's about to be 16.
That's a different conversation than 19.
There is not that much difference. My daughter, my youngest is 20. My youngest is 20.
According to the letter of the law, there's a pretty massive difference.
Right, exactly. But I get that. But I'm just thinking 70 years old and something with my 20-year-old daughter. I'm like,
I'm not going to be 70.
You're not?
No, I'll be like, I'm talking like 2 or 3 years from now.
And she'll be 20. And she'll be 22.
You're not going to be hanging like that.
But she'll be 22 by then. That'll
be
perfectly legal.
We're talking about when you're really old and when your wife's breasts are different shapes.
No, I'm just talking about I'm going to trade her in before that happens.
You are not. She'd be so popular. No way. But
that's cool.
Somebody would get somebody would be happy that you did. But yeah, I don't think so. She's put up with you and gone to all those barbecue places. I think you're pretty darn lucky with her. So, yeah. All right, so can I ask you a question?
I'm lucky that I'm taking her to all these barbecue places.
Yes, because I am sick of barbecue just from hearing about it. It's so funny. I see your posts and I go, oh my God, I'm full. Like, I cannot think about barbecue the same way anymore.
I ate barbecue today. Wasn't even a place on the list that I had, it was a place on the list, but I'd already eaten there. I already have a sticker for it. I just wanted to eat it.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. I really.
I'm a carnivore.
Barbecue is God. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could go to church every day or temple any day every day
either.
Where
are you from?
I grew up in Houston. I love barbecue.
So you're a Texan.
But I love cookies and sweets, but I can't do the same one over and over again.
I don't do the same thing over and over.
Well, barbecue, it's brisket at almost every place.
Well, brisket's it's the king of the meats.
I agree. But I love I just can't do it over
and over. But I eat pork belly, and I eat ribs, and I eat beef rib and pork rib and turkey. Uh-huh. Sometimes I eat turkey when I'm feeling light.
That's, yeah.
I ate some bacon burnt ends last week.
Yeah, sometimes there's some pig in there. You can definitely get some pig.
And last week, there was a place that served tacos. I had pulled pork tacos. They were delicious.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Yes. So you'll eat all of this weird stuff, and yet the idea of drinking a little bit of wine or water from your wife's mouth, that part freaked you out. I still am.
That's just gross.
I know. It's so
funny. There's perfectly good glassware that could hold that wine.
Yeah. I know. It's just so much more fun coming from the mouth of somebody you love. But that's just me.
You like eating food that way, too?
I don't know. If you take a bite of something and they take a bite.
Would that do it for you? Your man chewed up your steak for you and just...
Oh, no. Probably not. Chewed up. But
why not? What's any different?
Because if they put a steak cube, you know, a piece of meat in their mouth and then just passed it to me without being it chewed. Because when you're drinking wine or water from your partner's mouth, it's not like they're...
It's liquefied, so it's getting all over your mouth.
Well, so you're already getting all of their juices anyway. So it's just not...
Then
it's
what's the big deal about the chewing?
No, because it's just all curdled up and stuff. So it's lost some of its flavor.
Okay. What about ice cream then?
Oh, yeah,
so if I took some ice cream in my mouth and waited till it melted and then dropped it in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, that would be okay.
That's so gross. Uh-huh. That is vile.
Yeah, no, that's like cream.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't like that. Didn't you want to talk about butt sex or something?
No, well, apparently we covered that last week and I'm just having this menopause memory where I can't remember anything. It's just ridiculous. I swear, add just some years and some hormonal changes and the memory is just shot, so... So I blank out.
Then you had something else about.
But so I wanted to ask
up on
you.
A date.
So have you ever gone, and y'all haven't been on dates in a while, but maybe the guys out there.
Haven't been on a date in a while? I went on a date last week.
With somebody you don't know. With the date. And a romantic date, and you go to bed with somebody for the first time, and the woman shows up with her own vibrator. You think that would freak somebody out? Or should it freak somebody out? Or would they should just be okay?
It wouldn't freak me out, but I would also kind of probably scratch her off my long-term list.
Why?
She'd be just... Because she's obviously got a little freak in her, so that's fun, but that's not... Yeah, it's not what you want long-term.
Wait, so why do you think she's got freak in her if she's got a vibrator with her?
I mean, who does that? Who brings that to a date?
I think for the first time that may be a little forward.
The positives are that she's down, so you don't have to work very hard for it. But the negatives are, she's always doing that. So
But in other words, what if you have a date schedule and you know you're going to bed? So let's say it's not even your first date, but it's the first time you're going to bed with somebody.
How do you? I mean, I don't know about your world, but I didn't make a date knowing that I was going to get there ever.
Really?
Yeah, but I had a 3-date rule.
Fred's not from the Tinder era where
I'm,
you swipe and you pretty much know you're getting laid.
No, you're not anymore on Tinder.
You're not.
No, well, I'm not. But everybody I talk to is saying on Tinder they're not meeting anybody. For some reason, there's a lot. And there was just an article, actually, I think CNN did, that said a lot of people are just sort of doing virtual flirting and sexting using Tinder and stuff just to kind of get their... feel good about themselves and get their sexy on, and then they'd rather just go home and take care of themselves. It's kind of an interesting thought. But it's hard. Maybe it's just me, but I swear people don't. Other people have supported the idea that
you're old.
Men do not.
Old. What about your friends, Jong? They still hooking up on Tinder?
Not like crazy.
Do they meet somebody on Tinder, Jong, and expect to go to bed the first time?
I don't think so.
It used to be that way. It really did used to be a hookup. Let's just catch up. Let's grab some sex together, and then let's go our separate ways. Now it's just a regular dating app.
What it sounds like is the same thing happened to Tinder that happened to Facebook. It's like once the old people took it over.
Yeah.
Oh, it got ruined.
Yeah, because that's what old people do. They ruin things. Ask your parents.
That's right. It takes a while for the old people to catch on. And then once they do, the younger ones have moved on to something else. So, yeah, I do think that. But Tinder is kind of interesting. But I think lots of the dating sites now, I think it's getting harder for some reason for people to finalize. Maybe because men are expecting women to make the move and women are still expecting the man to make the move. I don't know.
Would you take a vibrator on a date knowing you were going to hook up?
Yeah, I might. And you know why?
It just seems odd.
Yeah, for a first-time hookup, second or third time, it would be. It seems normal.
It almost seems like you are going in under the assumption that he's not going to get the job done.
Well, no, but what if it's the assumption that I want it to be more fun? That I want to make sure and I want to take the pressure off. Because as women get older, I don't know if you know this, but it just like it gets harder for men to get hard, it gets harder for women to get aroused and to get fully stimulated and to reach a climax.
Yeah.
So it can kind of help. And especially if you're going to have a glass of wine or two or something, right? It can help ease the situation. I would think that it's kind of like being responsible and being adventurous. I don't think it's... I'm surprised that Fred thinks that means you're sort of a freak.
I don't think it means you're a freak. I just feel like it's basically like assuming that you're making some assumptions about the guy, he's not going to make things happen. And trust me, I know different women are different. Like when I was in the Army, there was a chick that I used to hook up with sometimes, and the way that she would finish would be like she would tell me, "Don't worry about doing anything out of the ordinary. Don't go out of your way."
Yeah,
for
that
me.
Was nice of her. Uh-huh.
And then, but when I would finish, she would just say, "Stay right where you are." And she would slide her hand down there. And within like 10 seconds, she was done.
She knew her secrets.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like the first couple times that happened, I was like, what the hell? I could have done that.
Mm.
But then I was just like, oh, whatever. I mean, if that's how she wants to do it, that's cool. I'm still having my...
Yeah.
Success.
Right.
My fireworks are going off. If she wants to light her own fireworks after the big show, that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good. Did you ever ask to figure out how she did it? Because I wonder if you actually could have done it.
I mean, it's just, she would just go down and manually stimulate.
Right, but there's probably a certain way she did it or something, because if it was really that easy.
No, I don't know, because I wasn't allowed to move.
Yeah.
It was like, stay perfectly still. It was that thing.
Which, after you finished, was probably perfectly okay by you, actually.
I'm good. I'm good here for at least 30 seconds, and shoot, quick job.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, really, we should be celebrating if women are willing to bring something that makes sure that
I think a texter makes a good point. He wants to know if it'd be okay if he shows up to a first date with a pocket vagina. How would you feel about that?
How about a full-blown sex doll?
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Do you guys mind if I bring my third wheel along on this date?
Yeah.
Mind if I bring my wife along?
This is Christine.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's a really interesting thing. Maybe it would. Props to kudos for thinking of that. I like that. So you're right. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So I guess so. And really, I guess you've got to find somebody who's okay with whatever it is that turns you on. So that's a very good question.
I think first time out, you're making a lot of assumptions about somebody. That to me, any of those things should be, hey, are you into this? You know, that's just me. I don't think that... You're presupposing somebody's going to be cool with it. And for a first time, I would just say if somebody did that, of course, I'd have to know we were hooking up to begin with, which I go back to that.
Uh-huh.
That's no surefire thing. But for a first time, I would be like, okay, fine, but I'm not calling you back.
Okay, so what if, let's say, for example, that your first time is going to be a weekend away or something like that. So then what if the person just said, hey, you know, how is this okay? I really kind of would like to bring it, blah, blah, blah. I really like this. Well, would that be better?
If she brings it and you're on to day two of everything, it's totally fine. But I just think right off the bat, you're just making some assumptions. And it's going to make I think most guys would be uncomfortable with it right off the bat. And I would probably say, yeah, I definitely wouldn't call you back. And I'm not taking somebody off on a weekend that I haven't slept with yet. That's not happening either.
Okay. Well, so, but then let me ask you something. So when you go out, when you did... however long ago, when y'all would start with a woman, would you go into it thinking and confident that you would be able to get her to her finish happily? Or would you, is there a concern the first time you're together with her, sexually?
It depends if it was like just a random hookup or if it was like a girl I was actually dating.
Okay.
Because like if I went out with a girl once and I knew the only goal of this date was for us to have sex later...
you're not too worried about it.
Yeah, frankly. I'm honestly not going to go way out of my way.
Okay, so that woman then should definitely bring her vibrator because you're not going to care about
it, right?
Yeah,
I don't care what she does. No.
Okay, yeah. All right. Now,
I don't judge that kind of a girl because, usually there's a mutual understanding of what okay. this evening's about.
Immediate gratification, pleasure. Yeah. Take care of you. Take care of yours. I'll take care of mine. We'll just be like, in the same room.
If okay. it's my girlfriend, or you know, like a girl that I've been dating for some time, and I like to have a continued relationship with.
Yeah.
I'm an effort maker. I'm a giver, and normally, I try to go out of my way to make sure. She's done before I even get started.
Oh, that's good. There's a book that I recommend called She Comes First. It's a great book.
I like that idea because yeah, then great book. The pressure's off.
Yes.
That's a, yeah. you know.
Yeah. We actually agree on something. It's the same thing. If it's a hookup, I don't care. I'm just like, whatever. I'm going till I'm going. And then,
yeah.
But something like that, yeah, you definitely want to put.
And it's really hard to give a girl an orgasm just with her mouth. It's very difficult.
With like, her mouth,
yeah. Yeah. It almost never works. It's, like yeah. I've noticed.
But then, are men worried about whether or not they can pleasure her or not? So when you're with somebody new and you really want to, I get that. So you care. Do you ever think, oh gosh, I wonder if I know how, or I'm yeah. not quite sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, listen, I won't say her name on the air, but there's a girl that I hooked up with many times in high school, who showed me the light, and I. Did not know how to give oral sex properly. And she was like, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what you need to do. And it was a game changer for me.
You are so lucky.
Oh, if I ever see her again, I will give her a hug and thank her because, I mean, you don't want to just be down there doing a bunch of nonsense that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there's some it's guys
who get lost. Exactly.
I think there's, you know, some guys aren't getting laid a lot in high school and then they get. You get into your 20s mm-hmm. when you would expect people to know what they're doing, and some people just don't know.
No, they don't. There are men much older than that who still don't know what they're doing. And they're afraid to ask because people assume that they know. And women, so many women fake it that sometimes I think men don't even realize that they're not doing it well enough. Because a lot of women would rather fake it and save some guy's ego and get out of a situation rather than actually try and explain or teach them what to do. So that would be bad. But I had a couple of young people ask me about that. They were kind of nervous about getting with somebody and whether or not they'd be able to figure out actually how to pleasure a woman. In which case, so I'm kind of thinking if somebody showed up with a vibrator, that would make it actually easier for them. Then they, yeah, if they so. Could do it, that the pressure could
I think,
be off.
I think you're putting more pressure on them then.
Okay.
Saying they're not good enough to do it on their own.
I guess my thought process would be like if I was meeting up with someone and I kind of assumed that we were going to have sex and they brought a vibrator along, I would think of it as more of a hookup than a
yeah.
potential really? Long-term relationship.
What if she brings condoms? Do you expect to bring condoms, or did you? I'm using present tense, but do you think a guy should expect to bring the condoms, or would you be upset if a woman has condoms in her purse?
In her purse, feel like it's kind of weird, but if it's at her place yeah. and she's got some on the like in the bedside table,
totally cool with that.
I'm cool with that, but like, there's condoms are also not one size fits all, and you like, there's certain like if some chick had some off-brand condoms, I'd be out on that. I'm a big...
Yeah.
Should they have an assortment? I kind of like that. Like,
I had one kind of condom I like to use, and that was it. And that, you know,
okay, well, if
I didn't trust anyone else.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But why is it different if she's got it in her purse?
Well, she's going on the road with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I prefer that. But, I mean, I prefer that they're there. I don't have to go to the store,
yeah,
theoretically. But
I always just kept, like, if I knew I was getting laid, I would just have him in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah, that's
but
always.
What if you didn't know?
I'd still better safe than sorry.
I mean, yeah. if you're going out on a date, and unless you're absolutely sure you're not going to have sex, you should probably just have some.
Yeah. Okay, and see, yeah, I sent my son off to Europe at some point.
And
you
if
know,
not,
and I
just settle for oral.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can still get diseases that way and
yeah,
stuff, too.
Yeah, no one's isn't doing that with a condom.
Nobody's putting a condom on
no
their
No one can enjoy that.
I know. It's really sad, but it is scary. So I just think people need to know there is risk with that. It's not just an easy thing. And if you're really just going out and hooking up with somebody random, yeah. Maybe that's where that sex doll.
All right.
I think.
Tell them about the shop and tell them about the show on Saturday.
Okay. Well, the shop is Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive. this Friday night, we're doing a Swingers 101 Intro to the Lifestyle discussion from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's a free event. Come with all your questions and answers, and we'll meet a couple that's been living the swinging lifestyle. It'll be very interesting. And whether or not you think it's for you or not, it's just, it's always fascinating to me, and I think to a lot of people, to hear other people's stories of what they're doing. It's kind of new and different, and very few people have met somebody in real life who's willing to be straight about that. So, and then on Friday, July 28th, we're going to have a But What, where we're going to follow up on that Teen Vogue conversation about anal sex. And then let's see, this weekend on the show, we're going to talk about all the different romantic props. I just got back from a manufacturer's convention in Burbank, and I saw all the different things that are coming out that all the manufacturers are bringing, and all the new technology and the apps and the speeds and the waves and the, oh my goodness, there's so much out there. And new sex dolls, new seats that you can sit on. Oh, it's just crazy. So many fun things. So again, sex should never be boring. That's my mission in life, is to get rid of boring sex now.
You're missionary in life.
Yes.
You're a missionary for non-boring sex.
That's exactly. You know, there's a lot of good to missionary when you know you have options. Then you can really enjoy a good missionary once in a while.
You find a really good sex robot that's not $30,000, talk to me.
No, I'm thinking they're going to be about $5,000. I'll be watching for them. You'll be my tester.
That's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
One quick question before we go. Trent on Twitter asked, did we ever find out how Beth's stint on Farmers Only went?
did you meet a farmer?
Oh, you're so funny. I told you one got mad at me, and no, I never met one in person.
You still using dating apps pretty regularly?
Yes.
No success,
I've only had a couple of them where they've messaged me and said, I know who you are. That was pretty funny.
How come you never come in here and tell us stories of your online dating life?
Because I'm telling you, I've gone out with a couple of people and they've said, oh, are you going to talk about this on the radio? And I'm like, okay, well, apparently I should wait a little bit. Yeah. So, because I do want to date. So
I used to want to have a Tinder account just so we could talk about it on the show, talk about things that come through it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I could tell you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see a day in the life of a girl's Tinder account, like the things that she sent,
we could do that. I'll do that with you. Yeah.
I want to go through that stuff.
Yeah,
I want to see how often you get pictures of people's penis.
I'm pretty sure we have single chicks here who would do that.
Like who?
wait. I'm wondering, I'm just passing by because I'm a grandma. I don't get counted for this.
Yeah, you're a grandma.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You
know, no one's sending you dong pictures when you're a grandma, right. I don't think.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, they are?
Okay. Uh-huh. Good. Oh, yes, they are. Yes. In fact, I had one guy, so I told him, like, I always want to know everybody's stories. He's like, okay, I'm going to send you, like, pictures and stuff. And I said, okay, wait a sec. Can we just not send quite so many of those kinds of pictures? He's like, well, and he got mad at me. You said you wanted to know everybody's stories. All my stories revolve around this. And I was like, okay, I don't want to know yours. Thank you very much.
All right. Make sure you tune in to Beth on Saturday.
Oh, Love and Laughter with Beth at 10 p.m. Thanks. It's fun, guys. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior. A place that is so pure, so dirty. And you're up in the better day, better day, better day. Love and live.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And we're going to close the show the way we always do on What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds we got deaths? 100%. Start with our celebrities. Estelle Getty, Golden Girls actress, dead at 84, 2008.
I always found it fascinating that even though Estelle Getty played Bea Arthur's mom on the Golden Girls, Bea Arthur was older than Estelle Getty.
Yeah. And Estelle Getty was only 84. That's not like really, really old.
And honestly, if I had to choose between having sex with Estelle Getty on the Golden Girls or Bea Arthur on the Golden Girls, I would have had sex with Estelle Getty.
Threesome.
No way. Jong, you?
I'm too young.
You never saw the Golden Girls?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the remake.
I would have banged Maude. The one that played Maude. Which one was she?
Maude?
Yeah.
You mean...
Whichever the other one was.
Betty White.
No, not Betty White. Which was the other one?
Blanche.
Blanche, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Blanche.
Blanche Devereaux.
Nah, I gotta go look this crap up. The one that played Maude in the show Maude. She was in there.
She was in the Golden Girls?
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember her damn name. But Estelle Getty, I would. That goes without saying. Pretty sure she was in there.
The only Golden Girls, Estelle Getty, yeah. Bea Arthur.
I don't even know them all.
Betty White. And I don't remember the other lady's name, but she played Blanche.
Yeah, it wasn't Blanche. Okay, I'm confused then. What old person show am I thinking of? No, it... Yeah, she's the one, the third one on the right on the damn screen there, the tall one. Which one is she?
I can't see your screen.
I don't know which one she is, but she's not Betty White.
Rula Clanahan was Blanche's name.
Okay, that's the one. Yeah, I would have hooked up with that. Are you?
Because Bea Arthur was also in Maude.
Okay.
You're talking. This is Blanche.
No, you got the wrong one. That's not the right one.
Hmm. I don't know.
I'm confused. I'm looking at a picture of her, though.
Let me see. Let me see your picture.
It's not Bea Arthur.
If you would have sex with Bea Arthur over any other Golden Girl, no. I think you're crazy. Bea Arthur would be the last Golden Girl I would have sex with.
I don't know how we got on this, but I would probably... I mean, I would all four, because they're famous.
Not Bea Arthur.
I don't know. Now I'm confused, because I thought Bea Arthur was... It was Bea Arthur. Okay. I'm confused by all these... But yeah, I would take Bea Arthur over Estelle Getty. Yeah.
Okay.
Bea Arthur was Maude. Okay. Right. Now I'm less confused.
You would have sex with Bea Arthur?
For some reason, I was thinking of Bea Arthur as somebody else. Yeah, I would. All four of them, man. I mean, I'm telling you. Break some hips there. All right, so we have Basil Rathbone, actor from Sherlock Holmes, 1967. Political figures. I told you we didn't have a president. Close. John F. Kennedy Jr.
Jr.
dies in a plane crash at 38. That is not a good run.
I'm surprised he didn't run for president. He
was only 38. He wasn't even eligible yet.
All you got to do is be 35, right?
No, I think you have to be 42, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
I don't know. Look that up, John. I've already spent too much time looking at Bea Arthur nude.
You looked up Bea Arthur nudes?
No. famous.
35 years old.
Okay. Where did I get 42 from? Maybe because that was the youngest? Maybe that's what dad was when he got elected?
Maybe so.
Yeah, he would have gotten elected, but then maybe he wouldn't have been flying his own plane. Maybe he wouldn't have crashed and burned. All right. I've lost where we were. Paolo Borsellino died in 1992. He was an Italian anti-mafia judge. Guess who killed him?
The mafia?
The mafia. Yeah. And in 54, George Machine Gun Kelly, one of the better nicknames in all of gangster, died at 59. Here's your best deaths. 2017, George Romero, Canadian director, Night of the Living Dead, lung cancer.
That's a bummer.
2009, Walter Cronkite.
Everyone should quit smoking. If you listen to me, quit smoking.
Yeah, 77. 2009, Walter Cronkite signed off for the last time at 92. 1973, Bruce Lee. That sucked. 1961, Ty Cobb. And 1934, John Dillinger. Okay, here's your dead porn star. 2002, Amber Sexum, with three X's, died of?
What year?
2002.
Ooh, car crash.
Drug overdose.
Damn.
Close.
Same thing, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a train wreck. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. Good job, John. Good job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.